Welcome to Women Insurepreneurs, the podcast empowering female insurance agents to thrive in the industry. Join us as we dive into the world of insurance entrepreneurship, share success stories, and provide invaluable insights through the lens of female entrepreneurship. Let's unleash the power of women in insurance together. Welcome to another episode of Women Insurepreneurs. Today we have Victoria Gutierrez. Welcome, Victoria.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. We are in the middle of our series titled What It Truly Means to Be an Entrepreneur. So we're excited to have a conversation with her and kind of pick her brain a little bit about her journey. Victoria, if you will, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, I am Victoria Gutierrez. My official title is a financial services professional with West Point Financial. That is my firm that I'm in. We are Midwestern based. My office is here in Chicago, Illinois. But outside of that, we do full comprehensive financial planning.
Nice. And what would you say? And by the way, sidebar, guys, we met at a Women Insurepreneurs networking event, and now she's here today. So
it does work, that
connection does work.
Yes,
Victoria, who or what inspired you to kind of, you know, tackle that entrepreneur journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So my story is you know, it's pretty interesting. So I ended up going to school for psychology. So for the longest, I actually thought I was going to be a psychologist, but I always knew I wanted to own my own practice. So I think I've already had that business owner mindset within me already. Fast forward to 2020 COVID, which was such a crazy time for all of us. And it just kind of came to a point where I was at a crossroads. It was either I continue to do school and, you know, pursue a higher education with psychology, or I pivot and do something else. And at that same time, when I was going to school full time, I was also working full time too in the service industry. And as you know, with service, it is very gruesome work. It's very laborious work. And so, you know, during all the craziness of COVID on top of that, it just kind of came to a point where I was super burnt out. I was done with school. I hated being online. It was just like a terrible experience for me. And so, yeah, I decided to pivot. So I left school. I wasn't really too sure what I was going to do. Fast forward a couple months later into the pandemic, I was actually approached by Primerica, which, as you guys know, is a term life insurance sales. And from there, I was offered an opportunity of ownership, being my own boss, owning a business, having financial freedom down the line. And so, yeah, that just kind of ticked all my boxes. I mean, I, again, knew I didn't want to go back to school, and I've always wanted to own something for myself. And so, yeah, that opportunity opened me to the financial services world. And fast forward, here we are, 2024. I'm happily with West Point Financial. So that's a little bit of my entrepreneurship journey.
I did.
For a couple months, it was, again, my foot in the door to the industry. I wasn't a big fan of recruitment, which is what Primerica does. It's very MLM-based. Yeah. And so for me to already be in such a different world other than psychology, it was a lot to try and bring people underneath me. So yeah. Thankfully, West Point found me. So here I am.
Nice.
That's awesome. Hey. Yes, Sonia was at an MLM, so she can relate with that whole like recruitment.
Oh, really?
Yes.
WFG or?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I was like, if it's not busy, WFG.
Yes, two that people know, right?
Yeah.
But Victoria, what would you say so far has been maybe one of the biggest lessons that you've learned on your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess you can say this was my first lesson and almost my first heartbreak as well. But, you know, a good lesson when you start your entrepreneurship journey, because that is something about me. I'm fairly new to this world. But not everyone, not all your family and friends want to work with you. And that's okay. And I finally got to that point where I realized that it's okay. And, you know, when you first start out, and especially this first couple of years into any type of business that you own, you know, whether it be in insurance, financial services, planning, or owning a closely held business, you know, those first couple of years, all you're doing is just building and building and building. And so that could be really painful when the people that you rely and trust and count on the most may not want to work with you right away, you know, for X, Y, and Z reasons, and that's okay. Yeah, it's just, you got to keep moving forward. I mean, people, like, don't get me wrong, I think people always want to help in a type of way. They may just not want to help in the way you want them to, which is maybe become a client or refer you to someone. And that's okay too. It's just, I think the world we live in, I think that's just the nature of being an entrepreneur is to go through that. And yeah, just here to tell you that it's okay. And they still do love you. They still do want to support you. And you'll find the right people to work with. It's just our job to find those people, right?
Something that's very common. And at the end of the day, it's not something that it's something that happens very frequently, because what we need to understand is that, you know, they know us as the cool aunt or the cool cousin or the psychology major or the criminal justice major or the army, like the army brat. You know, they know us as all these titles, and they don't know us as the financial expert. They don't know us as, you know, the life insurance agent. They don't know us as someone that could help with their retirement. They just don't know us. So there's that insecurity there, right? But us as, you know, loved ones, we take it to heart. Like, why aren't you helping me? You would think, right? You would think you'd want to help me. But like you said, there's other ways that they can help, you know, just by reposting your content and helping spread the word or giving referrals. But that's something that I learned as well. You know, it's they don't know me as the financial expert. They don't know me as an insurance agent. You know, they don't know me as a person that can help save their retirement. They just know me as Sonia. So I totally get it.
That's a great point.
Yeah, when you, and I learned that too from Sonia, like when she kind of expressed it in that way, I was like, that is so true, because not only do they know you for your relationship with them, but they also know your mistakes. If they're that close to you, then they've known, like, not maybe the wisest decisions that you've made. And unfortunately, people will hold on to that. So they're like, oh, I can't trust that you're now in this role, or I can't wholeheartedly back that up, because but I seen you when you did this, this, and that, or I seen you when you were in diapers, so you're like still a baby to me.
Yeah, I've gotten that a lot for sure, 100%.
But that, like Victoria said, if you learn that early on, that's going to help you, because you kind of already can know what to expect. Because I was the same way. I was like super butthurt about it, and it can, you know, mess with your confidence. Like Sonia mentioned, it makes you insecure. So you're not fully focused on what your journey or what you're trying to take on because of that. So just like get rid of that mindset and go into it anyway. And like she said, find your people. That's really good advice.
Definitely.
Victoria, what would you say keeps you motivated and driven?
I would say, you know, call it a dream until it becomes reality. But I do have big and ambitious goals and a certain lifestyle that I would eventually love to live. And to share a couple goals with you guys, you know, within the next 5 years, I do plan on getting married and owning a home. And, you know, those are big, you know, goals with big financial needs. And so this career and why I do it and why I'm still in it, it's just, I plan on making this career a catalyst to catapult me into that type of life that I want to live. And until I get there, this is just going to keep motivating me. Like, I can do this. I can do this. And being in finance and doing financial planning, I truly do believe that this is the vehicle that's going to help get me there. And so that's what keeps me motivated to keep coming into the office, keep hearing no's, you know, keep getting rejected, and just do it all over again the next day. Right.
Absolutely.
It's tough. On that note, what would you say maybe are some of the biggest challenges that you've encountered or are encountering as an entrepreneur? How do you overcome them or plan to overcome
them? Yeah, and I think this kind of relates back to what Sonia was saying with, like, you have an identity, right, in some people's minds. And sometimes, like, how they perceive you, that's what you are to them. And so, exactly, I think I have a lot of layers to adjust to and to like outgrow and grow into, especially being very new into this career and new into entrepreneurship. So it's weird when you are starting out, it's like this phase where, again, you're building your portfolio, you're building your skills, you're building your competence. And it's weird because, you know, you want to get to a certain place and you're just not there yet. Like, you're still in those building phases. I know I keep saying that a lot, but to, again, I'll kind of grow that maybe persona or personality that people used to know me by, and then be like, hey, this is me and this is what I do and I'm committed and I'm staying, and this is me now. And so, you know, maybe call it my anxiety, but you know, you get those intrusive thoughts sometimes, like, is this really what I want to do? Can I do this? And you're going to have that and experience that until you truly do get where you want to be. And for me, myself, I'm definitely a perfectionist in a lot of ways. So I feel like because I'm not there yet, those intrusive thoughts are just growing and growing some days. And some days it's like, you got to put your mind on mute. Like, you can't fall into that and talk yourself out of doing it. And listen, what we do is very hard. You know, if people could do what we do, everyone would be doing it. And that's not the case.
Yeah.
So to keep pushing is definitely one of my challenges. But again, having those goals and motivation and what I want in life, that does just keep me going to overcome all that. I also do believe, you know, competence is confidence. So as I keep growing my skills, growing my communication language, you know, growing my business and portfolio, I just think that competence will come along with the confidence at the same time.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And you know what, Victoria, just on a little sidebar, when we all have those thoughts, like, why am I doing this? Why can't I just, you know, be content and just be like everybody else and have this mediocre life and work the 9 to 5 and be comfortable, right? But you know what I do whenever I'm losing focus on my why, which I never forget my why, right? Mm-hmm. So I always go back to my why. I go back to look at I own a house, so I want another one. So I'll jump on Zillow and look at the neighborhoods and the new house that I want to get. And then, you know, I think about my grandson and think about everything I want to leave for him. You know, maybe for you, maybe you could start, you know, go on Pinterest and look at these lavish weddings and look at homes, and that'll just reaffirm your why. And it'll remind you, this is why I'm still doing it. This is why I'm not content with a 9 to 5. And this is why I keep going. And this is why I'm wearing myself thin sometimes. And this, more importantly, this is why I don't give up. So that helps me so much sometimes. But I'm going to tell you, every entrepreneur has faced that, right, Jackie? Where they're like, why am I doing this? Like, oh my God, I don't want to do this anymore. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you ladies fans of like vision boards?
Oh, I have one, right?
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
my vision board is up there every year. Every year I add it, I rip stuff off and I put stuff on, but it's there until I achieve it. It's there.
That's great. That's powerful. Yeah, I think vision boards are an awesome way to just, again, I'm a visual person too. I'm sure you ladies are as well. And just to kind of see things until it becomes reality. Like, that's such an awesome feeling. Yeah, I love vision
Absolutely. Because it reminds you see it every day and it reminds you, okay, that's what I'm going for. That's the goal. That's where I'm headed. Totally agree.
Yeah. I have it since I've been traveling. I have it saved on my computer and on my phone. And then I started this thing where I break them down like every 3 months. So I have a goal planner. So I kind of go back. And let's say like one of my goals last month was to read more. And I feel like, okay, can I check that off? Did I like successfully complete that goal before I move on to the next? If not, I drag it over to this month to just kind of hold myself accountable. So yeah, I'm all about, because you have to revisit your why, because like to your point, Sonia and Victoria, you will have those intrusive thoughts. For me, sometimes it's on a weekly basis. It's like such an emotional roller coaster.
Right.
Like I'm going through something every week with this job. Like especially if you're in sales, you all can relate listening. It's like, oh my God, you want to pull your hair out. And why am I doing this again? Like, like Sonia said, I should just go get a job where I clock out at 4 or 5 and I sit on the couch and watch Netflix and I have nothing to worry about until 9 o'clock the next day.
Absolutely.
But I know for individuals like us, that would not be fulfilling. Mm-mm. I don't think, you know, I'm sorry, what were you gonna, you're gonna say something, Victor?
Oh, something else I kind of mentioned too is, you know, being in finance in general, and you'll, of course you've seen this too, it's so male dominated, and just when you don't see a lot of people who look like you, especially where ethnic, right? It's just, it, it just can be extra isolating. And, you know, entrepreneurship itself is isolating, you know, by itself. And so I think joining groups and, you know, being amongst people who are very like-minded and similar like you. So shameless plug, join Women Entrepreneurs, because this is awesome. Like, I already feel like I'm in such a community, like you guys get me. And even just right now, as we're doing this podcast, just the back and forth of how much we relate to each other, I already feel less lonely. And you guys can see here, like, I'm in my office, but yeah, there's only so many of us that are ever in here, and we are in such a technology-driven world. And so, you know, a lot of us do Zooms, a lot of us work from home. And so I think when you are in an environment like that, like working from home, for example, that can just make you feel a little more isolated on top of already feeling like that. So yeah, just finding your tribe and finding your people. You know, outside of this, I am part of the Filipino Chamber of Commerce. And so it's really great to be part of something within my own ethnic race, which is awesome. And I get to give back to the community and work with members who are also having those same goals of wanting to give back. And yeah, so find your tribe.
I love it.
I love that. You never know who you're going to meet. You never, because literally on the first day I met her, which was in a virtual networking group, we were just talking and come to find out that we're literally 5 minutes away from each other.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Like, what are the odds, you know? And
you would have never, you would have never known it if you hadn't been on Women Entrepreneurs, right?
No. Yeah.
You would have never known it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would have never had the opportunity to meet her had we not decided to start the group. Because this is also work too, right?
It is.
It takes work to even attract your tribe. Like, there's a saying that says, if you need a friend, be a friend, right? So you may have to first help someone else before you can attract what you're looking for. And a lot of people don't want to do that. They don't want to put that work in. So yeah, she's my Filipino sister. I'm Puerto Rican. We both eat lechon.
Yes, exactly.
Roasted pig, guys, that's what that is.
so good. We're missing out.
It's called carnitas, right? For us?
Mexican,
so it's called, I think it's called carnitas.
Yeah. You guys chop it up, right?
Yes.
And that's chop. We roast the whole pig, right? You guys do too? Yeah. It's
so good.
It's interesting.
So bad for you. So bad for
it's
your
so bad. Control, yeah. So
bad. Everything's bad for us, but it's okay.
Yeah.
We're insured.
Yeah, get insured for sure.
We're insured. We're okay.
Yeah.
What would you say is a milestone or an achievement that you're proud of?
Absolutely. This is such a great one, and I'm so excited to share, but what are we? April 2nd, in 2 weeks, I'll actually be hitting my 1 year with West Point. And I'm so excited as you know, thank you. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so grateful to be with West Point. I absolutely love it here and love my team. And I'm just happy to say I made a year within this very, very hard industry that a lot of people don't. So to say, like, yay, I've been here for one more year, it's just super awesome. So yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, that's true, because a lot of people give up, quit. So year is an accomplishment for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
I know you kind of have a lot going on because you and I have talked, and I know you're looking to study or further your career. Most of our listeners are women, so they're juggling some sort of work-life balance, whether it's kids, running the household. So with that being said, how do you maintain a healthy work-life balance, if any, and what would be your tip for someone maybe listening and resonating with your story?
Yeah, absolutely. I would always, advise, do what, of course, works for you best. For me, I'm a big fan of time blocking. And so my calendar and I are best friends. I always have it open. Anything, task related, projects, meetings, goes on the calendar right away. And I'm making sure I'm, putting time aside to do these things. So for me, having a thoughtful and updated calendar is super important. I also have multiple calendars that I kind of use. So Outlook for me is like business and work meetings. And then I do have a personal calendar at home. That's a dry erase board that's all kind of like things happening in my personal life, like weddings, birthdays, and fun things like that. So to kind of keep them separate for me is important as well. So not to put like personal and business together. The second piece of advice is take some time for yourself. So shamelessly, I did take last week on spring break, and I actually did a road trip to stopped in Memphis, went to New Orleans, and it was just an amazing week to just be unplugged from my laptop. I barely looked at my phones. You know, I did monitor emails as they came in, but was really pretty much unplugged from my business. And I feel like as entrepreneurs, you know, working is second nature to us as breathing. Yeah. So to remind yourself to just take some time for yourself, whether it be a week, an hour, 15 minutes, just doing something that you love, and you know, that's away from work or not work related, will really help you just center yourself, right? Because we live in such a fast paced world. We live in such a technology driven world. You know, we're always on our phones, we're always on our laptops. And it's like, what can you do for yourself that's away from that type of lifestyle? So for me, it's meditating. I love to meditate. Big believer in mental health. And for me, meditation just again, helps bring me to center. It helps clear my thoughts. It helps organize some of my thoughts sometimes. It helps me be present in the moment, which I think is really important because we work so hard. I think we lose that present moment. And it's like, sometimes we need to take a pause and just appreciate life and do it today. Because, you know, for me, it's like, why are we working so hard if we can't enjoy life just a little bit? So that would be my advice. Take breaks when you can. You know, we all work so hard, and just doing something for yourself, I think, is super rewarding.
I time block as well. And it helps me to, because like you said, you're working as entrepreneurs, like we're working when we're not working. Because even when you're not working, chances are in your head, you're thinking of things that you either should have done or that you could be doing. So there's just a lot in your head, right? Especially for women, because we're great multitaskers and we juggle a lot. So for me, if I throw it on my calendar, it actually helps reduce my anxiety because I'm like, okay, it's there. Whatever it is there. And when that day comes, I will deal with that. But a lot of times, like, I'll just get that to kind of get it out of my head. Something one of my friends taught me was before bed, she would write down, like, let's say she forgot to do something. This was when she was in school. She would write down a list so that, again, it's out of her head. She can now rest, not be worried, you know, thinking about that while she's trying to fall asleep. She's like, I wrote it down. I'll get to that part tomorrow. So I learned that. So I throw everything on the calendar. I have an appointment setter, so I have to do a shared calendar with her where it's personal and business. So if it's like super personal, I'll try to like decode it. She's like, what's this wax brow? I'm like, oh my God, it's my eyebrows. But just, I had to put it on there because if not, you're going to book an appointment. So I'll like change the name on certain things. And with my husband too, I'm like, he'll be like, what does this day look like? I'm like, throw it on the calendar or go look at the calendar. I don't know, because mentally I've blocked it out because I have a lot on my head. but I'm like, throw it on the calendar. And I really like, and it also helps me too, to, like you said, be present with respect to your point to that work-life balance. So I've been challenging myself to do that more lately because I can be, like I said, always on my phone. To me, it's like any of my downtime, I'm like, maybe I can go on Canva real quick and create a post for social media. So I struggle with that. So we got to have lunch with my little nieces yesterday, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna like put my phone away. It's like I took a 2-hour lunch, and I want to be present for them. I don't want them to be like, I hung out with my aunt, but she was staring at her phone the whole time. So I was like, I'm putting the phone away. Like, all of the problems, emails, calls will be there in 2 hours. Promise. Guaranteed. So I love that.
No, yeah, I was just going to say, I'm the same way. I'll be on vacation and I hear people talk about stuff and I chime in like, really? So what is it that you do for a living? You know, I'm actually, you know, if you're getting ready to retire, I can help you. Oh, you just bought a home. Really? Do you want to make sure you secure it with mortgage protection insurance and things of that nature? Right. Like it's something that's it's just ingrained in our head, right. To help people and just the entrepreneur. And that's just like Jackie said, I'll be in bed and I'll grab my phone. I'm like, maybe I can make some Canva. I'll jump on Canva. Maybe I can make some, you know, post, you know, flyers or Instagram posts for later to program in my computer or whatever. So it's like, it's never off. So it's important to always, you know, it's important to take those periodic breaks, you know, be mindful of your time. Like Jackie, she's very mindful of her time. Be mindful of your time And at the same sense, you know, you need to make sure that you stay on track, what you're doing and where your time goes, because there's so many times that you could take a break, but make it a productive one, if that makes any sense. You know, make sure that you're taking a break. You're taking a break. You're not just going to destroy. You know, a lot of people tend to take a break and they that break doesn't align with their ultimate goals, you know? So,
That's very
yeah.
powerful, Sonia. I knew I was going to take the time off. Was I definitely worked every weekend leading up to my trip, and then making sure I had things to come back to. So I came into this week back into work with meetings on, which was awesome because I'm not coming back and like twiddling my thumbs, like, oh my gosh, like what am I going to do? I have to, roll, start the spin wheel again. So I am happy, to have prepared for that. And yeah, shamelessly loved my trip, enjoyed it. New Orleans has great food, so if you guys have never been, definitely go.
I've heard. I haven't been, but I've
I
heard the food
haven't been. Yeah.
is awesome. That's such a good point too, because I think preparing for those breaks, whether it is a vacation or a day off, that reduces the anxiety, and I think it allows you to be more present in the moment. Because like you said, I know I did everything I could leading up to the day I left, and I'm coming back to meetings that I scheduled. So now I can enjoy this time off and get off my phone and not have to check my emails so frequently because I put the work in prior. I think that gives me,
Exactly.
it used to before give me anxiety because I've always been in sales. So I know that like if I take this time off, I'm not going to have sales that week. You know what I
Right.
mean? And I made that mistake earlier on in my career where I just took the time off and didn't really prepare. So then when I came back, I was like, oh my God, I took a week off and now I'm like so behind. And then now I'm like mentally, I'm like, oh, I can't take another break or I can't take another time off because look what happened last time. Well, it's not necessarily that, it's that I didn't prepare as best as I should have. So that's really, really a good point. Victoria, pivoting to mentorship and support. We touched a little bit about this, right? Find your tribe, find your people. But do you have any mentors or maybe sources of support that you feel have been instrumental in your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very grateful to say coming into this career and with West Point that I was given a coach, and I could definitely say I have at least two other mentors that are also within this business that I can rely on for advice, to work cases with me, and coaching for sure. My coach has just been so helpful. So I meet with my coach at least twice a week. We go over my activity, my goals, my progress, what's in the pipeline, kind of getting more into the numbers. Absolutely. And then brushing up on my skills, whether that be sales, phoning, case reviews and case meetings. So that's just been absolutely, absolutely instrumental in my success and why I'm still here with West Point. To have mentors, to have people to who have already done what I want to accomplish and have already been through this path. It's so helpful just to know that they have found success and that I am, have the potential to do it myself. So meeting with my coaches, meeting with my mentors, that just reaffirms that, hey, I can do this. Especially again, going back to the challenges, with the intrusive thoughts or not being exactly where you want to be. And outside of having your tribe, of course, it's just awesome. It's just a great feeling to know I can go to someone with a question and not feel like it was a dumb one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
It's that comfort and that trust that they're going to guide you, not criticize you.
exactly.
And those are mentors and coaches that are provided by your by West Point, by where you work.
So my coach was provided by West Point. He is Chief Development Officer. Yeah. So outside of myself, he coaches newer advisors coming in. So that's already a great program that West Point has provided for us, which I'm super grateful to be a part of. And then outside of that, I've really grown some relationships within the firm and with other advisors that I've done joint work with, where we've come to a point where I definitely look up them as my mentor. I can go to them with any problem that I'm facing, and it's very reciprocal. Something about us at West Point is we heavily believe in joint work and working with other advisors, kind of like a two heads is better than one. And so what's awesome is, you know, anything that I'm currently lacking, whether that be experience or knowledge in, my partner is definitely going to know it.
Nice. That's a really good tool that they've implemented. We have coaching with our IMO, but I think that a lot more industries should implement that for their employees. We have coaches. I think that's great that West Point offers that. We have coaches with our IMO that we work with, but I think that a lot more employers should implement that for their employees, because it's like sometimes these employers require you to reach a certain point or put all this pressure on you. And it's like they should have some sort of, other than training, like a mentor or a coach ongoing.
Absolutely.
To assist, yes. You know, other industries. I think that's important. And Victoria, how do you envision your business making a positive impact, whether that be on your clients, your community, or your industry?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely feel powerful about this question, mostly because I shared this with you, Jackie. You know, I came from a background of not having a lot of resources. You know, financial education was definitely something I did not grow up with. And so now that I'm in this industry and learning things that I know now, it's like, wow, I just wish I could have applied those things when I was younger. And, you know, I wouldn't put myself into that, you know, financial situation. You know, had I been educated, or, you know, maybe if my parents had knew more or you know, knew their finances. But, you know, unfortunately, and I don't think I'm alone on this, a lot of us don't come from a very financially educated background. Yeah. And so, right. So to be in the position that we ladies are in, I do think it's a responsibility to put that knowledge and our resources out there to help those. And I feel very passionately and very strongly about helping those who come from a similar background as mine. It's almost like being dealt a deck of cards, and it's just not the best hand, right? And so I think anything that we do in life too, you know, our lifestyle, our opportunities, you know, whether we can go on vacation or not, it all boils down to finances. And so the way we handle our finances is very heavily influential on how we live our life. And, you know, personally for me and for the clients that I work with, I want my clients to be very confident. I want them to be very empowered with their money. And I want them to have financial freedom to do what they want, to go on that vacation, to, you know, send their kid to college if they want to, or help them start a business. And so I want to be able to provide opportunities really for those I impact. And I want them to feel like they were taken care of, right? And
yes,
that anything that we do together is always going to be in their best interest, because I always do have people's best interests in mind, right? So that's how I feel about that one.
I love that. A lot of people aren't, and you know what, even people that like maybe have made it big, like for example, you have seen, or we have all heard of some rapper, singer, or maybe someone in the NFL that has inherited or gained all this money and they don't know how to manage it. Right. Yeah. So there's people, and that's like something that I mean, I've heard like the celebrity version of it, but like, within like my own community, I just back then would assume like, oh, they have money, so they know how to manage, or maybe they already have insurance because they have a business, they're millionaires. And then actually having conversations with, you know, affluent clients, I've realized that that's not the case. There's a lot of people that don't have a certified financial planner, or they don't have a policy, or they don't have the knowledge when it comes to, you know, life insurance programs. And I just assumed they did because they did well in XYZ business that they're in. And it's like, no, they did well in that business, but they still don't understand money. They just understand their business that they created. So, I think your mission is going to make a big impact. And lastly, you know, most of our audience is women, right? We do have a few male, people that listen to us, but a lot of people are either on the journey or wanting to start their journey as an entrepreneur, whether that be in insurance, or we have people that are in different fields at this point as a part of our group. But what would your biggest tip tool or resource be to that person that's listening and maybe resonating with your story and wanting to do something similar as you?
Well, let me tell you, if you're definitely on the fence on whether or not you want to become an entrepreneur in any field that you're doing, you know, whether it be insurance and whether it be finance or opening up a construction company or a nail salon, you know, just take the leap of faith. You know, you're always going to think that the right time will come. And the reality is it's never the right time. So, you know, if you feel very passionate about wanting to be your own boss, to have financial freedom, it's just never going to be the right time. But just do it. Just do the leap of faith. I mean, honestly, and I mentioned this at the beginning, you know, entrepreneurship almost pretty much found me, but I'm grateful it did because it's definitely a path that I'm not going to stray from. Everything I know that I want in life is going to be here. And I do believe I will do this through West Point. So that is my vehicle to get there. So find your vehicle, like find what you think is really going to take you to where you want to be, whether that is with a financial firm or, you know, partnering with somebody to start up your business, finding a mentor, you know, whatever that may be, just go in gung-ho about it. Because if you don't do it now, it might come to a point where you may never do it. And you never know what kind of life you may be missing out on because, you know, you look back at the end of your life and you didn't take that leap of faith. And, you know, I feel like life is short. Don't live it with too many regrets. And, hey, if you did go into it and it ends up not working out for you, at least you can say at the end of the day, like, you tried, right? I think trying it is better than thinking and believing like what could have been. So just do it. I think anyone too that wants to come into the financial industry, that wants to get into financial planning, you know, a bit of advice would be, this is a hard industry. This is very tough and not a lot of us make it. And so go into it with the apprehension, like, hey, this may not work out, but be prepared to put the work in if you really want to make it work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, you know, having a finance background is always helpful. You know, as I mentioned, I have a psychology background. So I think for me and having that psychology background, that really helps me when it comes to talking and creating relationships with people. And then everything else, I'm lucky enough to be coached and mentored through. But knowing your strengths, of course, I think it is also really important into whatever you want to go into. And you know, building and working off those things. Like if you're a person who just can create relationships with anyone, you're a great networker, you know, go that route, you know, meet as many people as you can. Maybe you're a type of person who you like to do seminars and you like to teach and educate people, you know, do that. But also, you know, on the same note, it's really tough to say and try a little bit of everything, but really hone in on what you're good at.
Okay. You know, one thing that I always say is I think I posted it on my page too. The two most used yet the most useless words that we use are if only, if only, if only I had done this, if only I had done that. It's like, I refuse to go to my deathbed with that frame of thought, you know, that frame of mind. If only I had done this. It's like, you got to take chances. You got to take chances. And I love that you said that. It's never going to be a right time. Just go, right?
Yeah.
You just got to take that leap of faith. I love it.
Exactly.
Don't let that fear hold you back.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So, I think what's great about the human experience is that we have the opportunities to create our own destiny, to make our own paths. And it's like being an entrepreneur is exactly that. We're not working for a boss, you know, we're working for ourselves, we're working to create something for ourselves, to pass down to generations, to live off of. And so, absolutely, I love being an entrepreneur. I don't see myself doing anything else. And, you know, even if I definitely see myself, if finance doesn't work out for me, I'm just going to start up a different business. Like, I have a few ladies, but I'm like a cockroach. It's hard to kill me. Like, I'll be back.
I love it. I'm always going to be back.
So,
I love it's it. Hard. I love that you have that frame of thought, that frame of mind at such a young age. That's great.
Yes. Actually, yeah. You can't go back, right? Because once you've experienced this and that freedom and no one hovering over you, and you know that once you get it right, there's something that you can build for yourself, there's no way in hell that you're going to go back.
No, it just doesn't feel right.
No.
Absolutely not. No.
But yeah, you are an inspiration, Victoria. She is very young. So I am you know, inspired. I'm glad to be a part of your journey because I know you're going to do big things. And at least yeah. I can say that, hey, I was there as a part of
her. Yeah, I remember when she started. She was one of our guests. Yeah.
Our start, and you know what? And she also said the same thing about us on our very first meeting. She was like, hey, I'm here for this Women Entrepreneurs. I'm glad to be a part of your startup, if you will. Yeah. So how can the listeners connect with you if they, you know, want to follow you and be more inspired by you? How can they reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm an influencer. Just kidding. Just kidding. but seriously, you know, let's connect on LinkedIn. I'm very, very active on LinkedIn. I also do have a Facebook page to follow, and I do share a lot of helpful tips on there as well, and on LinkedIn as well. And then other than that, if you would like a one-on-one session, I do offer free consultations. And so we can connect for 30 minutes for a discovery call and just get to know each other. And I think it's important that I also put out that, you know, my process and when I meet anybody really is I always goal set. And so that's exactly what our first meeting will be, getting to know each other, goal setting together, and just seeing where we can help each other. So, yeah.
Yes. And they would just find you, Victoria Gutierrez, right, on both platforms?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Both on Facebook and on LinkedIn. Financial representative, I believe, is my title that I put on for Facebook. And for consultations, we should connect via email, which you can also find on my pages.
Okay. And shameless plug, but Victoria and I are doing a workshop together. Yay. As well. So we have that coming up. So she's going to give us some tips on creating an emergency fund, tax strategy, retirement. So definitely check that out as well.
Yeah.
Well, Victoria, thank you so much for joining me. And
yes,
Sonia,
thank you.
It's my birthday, but I was looking forward to spending time with you guys today.
Take an opportunity to sing happy birthday. You ready, Victoria?
So, yes.
You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Special episode.
Yeah. Look at her. Yeah. It's her birthday and she's working. Entrepreneur to the heart.
Right? Always that working.
And it's funny, my husband and I are a week apart, so we always record on Tuesdays, so I recorded on his birthday.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, no, it don't. It does not. As an entrepreneur, it's always so awkward when people sing you, is it me? Or like, what do I do when people sing me happy birthday? I'm like,
right. Okay. I don't know where to put my hands. Like Ricky Bobby. Yeah. Right? I don't know what to do with my hands.
Like, I want to join in. Well, thank you again, Victoria, for joining us. And
yes, we see great things in your future. Great things in your future. We honestly, I could foresee you going very far. I'm really excited. As Jackie said, we are really excited to be part of your journey and experience everything you're going to do.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. I'm happy to be part of the community, part of the tribe, and part of the podcast. So again, just thank you for the opportunity, and I was happy to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome anytime.
Yay.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys on the next one. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Women Insurepreneurs. We hope you feel inspired and equipped for your journey in the insurance industry. Subscribe for more empowering conversations and connect with us on Instagram at Women Insurepreneurs. Make sure you join our meetup group so you don't miss any of our events. Until next time, keep shining and pursuing your dreams. Remember, your potential knows no bounds.